This is the wise guy. He knew everything. He was the closest to God. He missed a breath only, one mistake. So he didn't know that when you bow to me, you don't bow to me. You bow to the breath. He missed that one. A part of that, he knows everything. Knowledge doesn't bow to you, doesn't surrender to you, will trick you. The rest are at your service, not the knowledge, because knowledge could fool you. Wrongdoing comes from what? The caveman could not think of being a serial killer. He needs a lot of knowledge. This is what we do with the knowledge at the same time. So knowledge is good and bad. Could be both. But that breath is that clean one. He says, listen, you concentrated all your effort for survival, so you don't know who is that fellow worthy of the bow. And the next verse is, after all, you are a son of that Adam. After all, you are coming, you are descendant of that person that we believe everybody should bow. But you are nachalaf. Means you are not a good replacement. You are supposed to be replacement of that Adam, but you are not like that. Why? Because you mistake the down for up. Down is pasti. And pasti, which is a... What language it could be, pasti?
Sounds a bit French.
Could it be Arabic? In Arab language, P doesn't exist. This is Persian. Past means down. Pasti means to tend to fall down. To tend to be low.
So if you drink too much pasti...
Tending towards the lowness, you will be... No, that's peste. Laughing to me, at me, because I'm trying to bring all this conversation to a brain like that. About pistachio. Anyhow, pasti means being low, really, being cheap, being nothingness, that tendency. And sharaf means honor. Honor means high. Because sharaf means being above. Eshraf dashtan means to have everything under control. So sharaf is one very worthy thing to die for, to fight for. It's a very worthy expression, sharaf, because when you call somebody bisharaf, this is one of the worst swearing. If you say this to an Iranian, beware. Because it's one of the worst things to say.
Because the B is not or something? You've told us what B means before.
B means without, yes.
Without, yeah. Without.
B right. And without. Bisharaf means without honor. Honorless person. Is it? For you, that becoming low is that being above or high, because your direction is opposite, so going down for you is going high. That's how you made yourself like this. And it's not very clear, right? Aha, he makes it clear that you cannot interpret it differently. You say, how long will you say, I will conquer the whole world, I will make this world full of myself? Because this is what you're trying. And sincerely, you say, how long are you going to do this? That you want to organize this universe, a copy of your ego, towards your ego, and you say, me, 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 me. How long are you going to say that? If you will make this cold, irony nonsense like a snow that will cover everything, a couple of minutes, the sun will come out, and all this will go away. to say me, one little accident will turn that me to nothingness. Vizrahuvo sad vaziro sad hizar neist gerdanat khuda asi sharab. With one flame, God will make all the wrongdoing of this vazir and all the cleverness of him and all surrounding him just nothing. You know how? He knew that you thought a negative one over there. Right? You thought that the God will crush and will punish this vazir to zero, right? You didn't think that he makes the essence of that imagination to be wisdom. Doesn't work that way, is it? You know that? You saw this vazir and all the nonsense is in his mind? God could make it hakim. God could make this stupid fellow I was talking about, which was you, suddenly he could make you a king. Yes or no? Exception. But there are people who went to bed tonight, they woke up a genius. Suddenly the music is there. Suddenly science is there. That will happen as well. But for you, always is negative. Because you're defending yourself. Survival is defending, right? What are you defending of? This universe? Is this universe your enemy? Who brought you here? Who made everything ready for you to come? But survival, my life, mine, me, that big ego. This is what it is. In comparison to this, there is this God who could punish you. Or it could transform you, like, for him, transferring you to the best person on the earth. How difficult it is for God to do that? Just easy, he will call you and say, you are my prophet, go and do something. You will become a prophet. Who are the prophets? Suddenly, something could happen in your heart. A door could open that you could never think of. All you think is to defend yourself and save something for tomorrow. That which raises doubt, you turn into certainty. And he will... not translate. How can we say it in English? Mehau ruyanadas asbabikin means everything. All the instruments of revenge are there. Suddenly he will make love grow out of this. You do prepare the instruments of revenge. He will make this grow. To love. That's how it is. When Gabon Angiz Ra Sazad Yaqeen Mehr Ha Ruyamad Az Asfabikin. You know who is he? I'm talking about the guy who will make the best example is Abraham. In the fire. He will send him in a fire bringing out the best. As-sabab suzishman sodaya, by his burning of secondary causes. Secondary, there is no secondary here. He's burning the causes. I am distraught, which I don't know, but I have a lot of doubt about that. What does that word mean, Maya?